أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen and be with those who are truthful in their words and deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Holy Quran was sent down. A guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the subject of this khutbah is our bidding farewell to the holy month of Ramadan. And for this we say Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has made fasting an obligation upon his slaves. And he made it a provision from a taqwa on an annual basis to reward his servants for their patience and a means for them to gain access to paradise. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us on this day to be fasting and blessed us to witness the holy month of Ramadan. This is nothing more than a duty upon us as servants, as creations, as creatures that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O you who believe, As-siyam, fasting, is written or prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ, so that you may become muttaqun, so that you may become of those who take heed, who, when Allah reminds you, you have taqwa. You have hope in the promise of the reminder and fear of neglecting it. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Buni al-Islam ala al-khams, ala khams rather, that Islam is built on five, ala khams. The first, that we bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. To establish salah, wa aqimu salah, wa atu zakah, wa sawm al-ramadhan. These three, they are together. Wa hajjul bayt. This is the only one based upon condition. But وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, Allah mentions this in the Quran. These are like the threesome. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ وَصَوْمُ الرَّمَضَانِ. They always go together, especially وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. When they are joined with صَوْمُ الرَّمَضَانِ, it's like a salah and zakah, the booster rockets for the fast. Boom! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shoots right up. It's accepted. Again, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ آتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Left and right. أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ آتُ الزَّكَاةِ صَوْمُ الرَّمَضَانِ. Brings it straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No stop. No pause. These three, because it is the internal, the engine, is لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. That's what makes it complete. You hear a lot of people these days that are not Muslim. Oh, I'm fasting. Yeah. Priests. Oh, yes, I'm fasting. I'm observing Ramadan. Really? You don't have no engine. La ilaha illallah is not there. You ain't going nowhere with that. It's not accepted from you. Allah says this. La ilaha illallah, without it, there are no good deeds in Allah's book. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that their deeds are batil. It's of no consequence whatsoever. They have no weight. It's not accepted from them. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the Muslim with this, and to secure, to understand, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ آتُ الزَّكَاةِ صَوْمُ الرَّمَضَانِ, you're good. Even if you don't make the Hajj, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, الْحَجُّ الْمِسْكِينُ جُمُعَةٌ. Those who cannot afford to make the Hajj, making the Jumu'ah is an accepted Hajj. Is an accepted Hajj. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to Talha bin Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, when he was asked by a Bedouin, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me what Allah commands me regarding salah. He said the five salah, as we know them, unless you decide to make non-obligatory salah, meaning that you can do more with this. But what's on you, kutiba alaykum, or what is demanded of you, is the five salah. Then he asked, tell me my obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the fast. He said, the holy month of Ramadan, unless you decide to do more. And what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon me regarding zakah? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made it clear to him with every pillar of Islam. He then said, Wallah, the one who appreciates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will not do anything more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed as a duty upon me. And I will not do anything less. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked, he will be successful, meaning he will go to paradise if he speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting is prescribed for you like it was prescribed for those before you. So all of the nations, all of those nations from the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were commanded to fast the holy month of Ramadan. Not any fast. This month, they were commanded to fast. And based upon the report of As-Sadiq, he says that those before you in this ayah, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, those before you in this ayah is referring to the Christians specifically, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered to fast the holy month of Ramadan with the same restrictions. No eating, no drinking from dawn to dark, and no visiting of your wives during the same period. Now the scholars of Islam, they go on to say that the holy month of Ramadan, as it moved back through the seasons, the Christians were not able to fast the longer days, and they found it too difficult. So they met the chiefs among them, and they decided that they would move the fast to spring. They went further. They decided the fast was too long during the day. So they changed that you can break your fast at noon. And they went further. Well, we know we're changing this. So let us offer in repentance for what we have changed and what we have dropped and what we have added. So they added 20 days so that those extra days of half fasting would make up for the days that they supposed to fast. Total initially was 50 days. Later, those after them shortened it from 50 to 40. Now, the Jews before them, they changed it to 50 as well. Then moved down and down till it didn't matter how many days you fast, at least as you did one. And at least if you fast half of the day. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know, because I know many of us may not know, Eastern and Western Christianity confirms this. We know their days as Lent. And here in this country it begins March 9th and ends on April 21st. Now that's more than 40 days. April 21st being the eve of Good Friday for them. Why is it more than 40 days? Because they don't fast on Sunday. That's the day that, you know, the Lord rested, so they rest too. And they also don't fast all day. As a matter of fact, fasting is so optional that it's whittled down in this country, as we know, to just fast from something. You ain't got to fast from love. You don't have to fast from food or water, but you got to fast from something. Give up something. Don't go to the show. Don't eat your favorite food. I'm serious. This is their fast. Now, the day before the fast is called Fat Tuesday. If you know anything about that, you know that's the day of sin. And then they supposedly give up sinning from one thing, at least, for the next 40 days, excluding Sundays. SubhanAllah. Now, Eastern Christianity, just so you know, that what the report of the Islamic scholars is not from their heads. This is true. That they have what they call Great Lent. And they also call it the Great Fast. Their Lent begins on March 7th straight through for 40 days to April 15th. But they got the same leniencies. You ain't got to fast all day, and you don't have to necessarily fast from food. If you really can't make it, you can eat something. So what we mean by this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the fact they do not deny it. It may be odd for us because we don't hear about it as much. We definitely don't see it represented that there's one month where you see people really fasting as they see us fast. No. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But they both admit that they changed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to do. They just don't recognize the holy month of Ramadan because they got so far, far, far away from it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid the crown of the holy month of Ramadan from them. Because they got away from what He commanded them. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the Muslims by commanding them the first fast for the Muslims in the holy month of Ramadan. The first time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the commandment of fasting upon the Muslims, it was in the very hottest month and the longest month. But the Muslims, soldiers, they did not give up. They did not waver. They didn't complain. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the hidden gem of the holy month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. And due to the Muslims keeping the fast for this month, one night in that month would be better than 1,000 months of worship from the other nations. Worth 1,000 months of worship from the other nations. You should know this. That all that they do for 1,000 months would not equal the one night that Allah gave to the Muslims. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are drawing to a close, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of this holy month of Ramadan. And according to Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari, he said, radiallahu anhu, I came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Jabir, this is the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. So bid it farewell by saying, Allahumma, O Allah, do not make this the last month of fasting from the months I fast. And if you decide to do that, then have mercy upon me and do not let me down. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued to say, whoever says this, he will certainly gain one of the two. He will either reach the next holy month of Ramadan, or he will have gained the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, today we draw to the close of the holy month of Ramadan, expecting that the Eid will be Sunday, inshallah ta'ala, and that tomorrow is the last day of fasting in this blessed month. I remind you, as I remind myself, that this being the last night in the holy month of Ramadan, as the night comes before the day, when Maghrib comes on Saturday, inshallah ta'ala, we are in the Eid. That the night has gone, and the holy month of Ramadan, with all its beauty and glory, we bid farewell and hope to see again. On this night, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you that it is a very important night, and that we should strive and press and push ourselves in supplication and in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Reciting the Holy Quran, making dhikr, and sending prayers on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This night, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please take the opportunity, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the night shorter in these months, so that we have the opportunity, 4, 5, 6 hours, 7 hours, just making dhikr, reading the Quran, studying, learning something. Let something from this night stay with you, inshallah ta'ala, until the holy month Ramadan next year. So please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't leave it and ride your pillows to Fajr, inshallah. Please, do something for yourself. Gain from this blessing. This is the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And I remind you, as I remind myself, that the opportunity remains. If you've been busy holding your money between your teeth, now you still have an opportunity to release it and pay your zakah in this holy month of Ramadan. None of us can pull out our wallets like we do when we have to make a payment. None of us can pull from that wallet a burhan and show to the angel of death, hey, Allah gave me another so-and-so. No, we don't have that pass me up death card. We don't have any guarantee. We're not even certain to see the end of the day. Yes, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been made. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of those who show mercy. There is still an opportunity. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, listen carefully. Time is pregnant with our destiny. All of us pray for a good outcome, but hardship may be on the horizon for any one of us. If you were to tell the Muslims in Syria 2 years ago that their government will be bombing them, their homes, their children, their women, they're sick. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, subhanallah, if we had asked Mubarak or Gaddafi, what would be your end 2 years ago? They would never have written the script that Allah had put for them. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, What makes you any different? What makes you special? What have you done that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a pass? What sacrifice have you made that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should keep serious problems off your doorstep? Think about that. And with that thought in mind, hear the words of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, chase away the problems facing you with zakah. Chase away the problems facing you with your sadaqah. That's how you get it off your doorstep. So there's still an opportunity. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I do not mind being the broken record for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that keeps in that same groove, repeating over and over and over and over and over again. See, the sadaqah makes me jump that groove when it gets to a certain amount. But obviously, we're not hearing it, so I'm going to keep saying it for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind the Muslims to be mindful to the Lord of this house. This house of Allah has not failed you. This house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not turned its back on you. And the Muslims here do not repay stinginess with what they have witnessed with short services or flimsy khutbah. Especially when it comes to this duty that we have before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us recognize the phrase do for self. Some of us took pride in that phrase, made it a part of their life. What happened? When did we get comfortable with begging others to take care of our responsibility? We benefit from this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should someone who doesn't have to carry your weight? Brothers, what shame would you feel if you had to beg another man to pay your bills, buy your groceries, feed your wife? This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we are on the eve of the day of rewards, greedy for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Every one of us, if it was made, the veil was removed, and you could see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for you, and somebody come and hold, wait, not you. You would say, hey, wait a minute, here's the Quran, I can't read the Arabic, but it's say right here. That's mine. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, where are our manners? How would you feel if someone being a guest at your table ate up everything and didn't even say thank you? Have we no shame? Have we no respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is your masjid, and it's behind. Show your faith. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم.